wouldn't have a decision, or would be kind of apprehensive that maybe something might happen.
You just never know. We never know. We're prepared for just about anything. We were in a position where there weren't so many different combinations, you know, but we were prepared.
Sam, are you so involved in what you're doing, or are you able to realize what a weird day this was for the organization?
Today, you know, we're pretty focused on what it is that we had to do. And, you know, we've got a job as professionals to continue to do that and not lose that focus. I keep saying this, but yeah, we're aware, clearly. Our job is to make the best basketball decisions that we can. We've got to make sure that we do that day in and day out. This was, you know, obviously this was a big day for us.
Jerry in front.
Hey, it's Sam, just a two-parter. What do you think Russell's offensive upside is? And then also there was some concern about taking him at four and not getting maximum value out of the number four pick. Did you consider trading down? And if not, I mean, what do you think about this idea that you didn't get top value out of that four?
In terms of offensive upside, we really like his speed. We really like his ability to get in the lane and to draw defense. And obviously, when you watch him, he's an explosive athlete. So we feel really good about where his game can go because he's going to work. And we feel good about his work ethic as well. In terms of where we're able to get him, I think that when you find somebody that you want, I think you gotta get him. And we want to make sure that, you know, we secured him for our team.
More questions for Sam. Here.
What will the maturation process be like for him, and how will he be put into the rotation with the other guards that you have? Is Watson the guy? How does that all shake out?
I think that'll shake out in training camp. That'll play itself out.
Sam, you took a white guy, a guy who is like 6'9", and Harden is a center, but not. I mean, did you get, or will you have to continue to seek that five, that big guy you're looking for? Obviously, Lopez was out there, but you obviously chose about more of Westbrook. What do you do with the center?
Well, we certainly got to continue to look to upgrade different parts of our roster. And that's part of what we have coming up this summer. It's been great to be able to just plug in, different people and get everything accomplished in the night, but that's just not realistic. We're going to continue to work and try to make the decisions that will help improve our ball club.
Let's go a couple more for Sam. Kevin in the back.
When did Serge first kind of get on your radar screen? You talked about the process of seeing him and scouting him.
Sure. He's a guy that our international scouts targeted pretty early. And then we cross-checked with our domestic scouts as well. We still did a lot of film work on him. And we were able to get an individual workout while overseas in Treviso. Our staff was over in Treviso to do an individual workout. We really kind of started to see him as someone that could have a huge upside. And again, tough athlete, physical rebounder, and the ability to allow him to play and develop over there is an attractive proposition for.
All right, last question for Sam. Kevin, is yours the last question?
One last thing. I'm sorry. I just really want to compliment our staff. Our staff did an unbelievable job tonight. They were tremendous and organized and diligent. And you know, I think it's just it's important for the amount of work that folks put into this that they're recognized. And I want to make sure that they are recognized.
All right.